Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Don't shut your face. I came back for the music.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry?
It's French. But let's go.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
Home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We are into February now in Vancouver. Oh my goodness, February, and we have snow. This is new, very, very new. All the years I've lived in Vancouver, nothing like this, but still, I'm feeling it. It's good. All of Vancouver schools are wide open for accepting students. And I heard that our friends out west, though, Surrey and even Richmond has school closures. So that was really interesting to hear. Because you know how Vancouver and Richmond are so close. Anyways, we're in February and it's Black History Month. So we've got some wonderful programming for you all. My weekend, usually I do a little recap here, spent most of it inside watching lots of the snow happen, and the Super Bowl too, Super Bowl Sunday was big. I attended one of my friend's house parties and we watched the game, which is great. It's good to get out and hang out with friends, as you do. Not too much to report, I guess. First week of February, first week of the month, but we do have some great guests for today, so stay tuned. You'll be in for a great treat. I have got some wonderful new music as well, so what I'm gonna do is get right into it. Jesse Reeves with Shutter Island. Brand new, January 25th is actually the date it was released, and 2017, so let me know what you think. All Canadian, here we go.
Goodbyes are getting old. Next time you can go ahead and go. I'm tired of begging you to love me.
Arguments and fighting.
Goodness gracious, you're amazing. According to you, I'm a lucky lady.
Wait.
So why'd you lie to me?
Huh?
Why you cry to sleep? Goodness gracious, I'm replaceable.
Yep.
You say that I'm too crazy.
Yep.
I guess you were right.
Yep.
I guess you were right. My straight jacket's custom made, though.
You fucking say it.
My straight jacket's custom made,
hidden. I've been bruised. Holyfield, I can't hear you. I'm tired of begging you to love me. You're expecting me to say, loco, please, please stay. I'm tired begging you to love me.
Arguments, of course.
Goodness gracious, you're amazing. According to you, I'm a lucky lady. So why do I cry to sleep?
Why?
Why'd you lie to me? Goodness gracious, I'm replaceable. You say that I'm too crazy. Just break up. I tried everything to say, but so why do I cry to sleep every time you try to leave? Goodness gracious, this relationship is full of so much hatred. I guess you were right. I guess you were right.
Who don't give a damn and who never listen, no matter your race, creed, sex, religion, partner preference, or financial position.
We came here just to turn it out with all your body people and without a doubt. So look to your left and to your right, cause you're gonna get funky with the people tonight.
Ooh, we don't want your money, we just need your time. Feel a new funk, get into the rhyme. Give peace a chance, let it into your mind. Relax your body, free yourself from the grind.
We can get you into the groove like Madonna. Love means love and love, you know you gotta take a chance, get out yourself and dance. Live life to the fullest in the circumstance. So get up!
Party people, get up.
All day, have a good time and have it your way. Check the new motto in Toronto, we say we rock New Falconia all the way to Paraguay.
Dig it, true dad, you knew that we rocking it hot. For you to groove down like you out in the spot. Like in your car, in the club, on your headphones. Non-stop, taking you on to the funk zone.
Woo! Now the funk is on, keep the party popping. Grab a drink, what do you think? Ain't nobody stopping. It's 7 a.m., I gotta go to work. Okay, one more dance, I don't wanna be a jerk.
Ooh, dance girl flirt, till my feet hurt. Justified, I just came to network. Testify, new funk is my net worth. Sunshine, state of mind, over the whole earth, yeah.
Party people,
and if you're shy and waiting for someone else.
Broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. Got a little info on Black History Month for you in Canada. During Black History Month, Canadians celebrate the many achievements and contributions of Black Canadians who throughout history have done so much to make Canada a culturally diverse, compassionate, and prosperous nation it is today. Black history in Canada, people of African descent have been a part of shaping Canada's heritage and identity since the arrival of Matthew DaCosta, a navigator and an interpreter, whose presence in Canada dates back to the early 1600s. The role of blacks in Canada has not always been viewed as a key feature in Canadian history. There is little mention of those of the Loyalists who came here after the American Revolution and settled in the Maritimes. Or of the many sacrifices made in wartime by Black Canadian soldiers as far back as the War of 1812. Few Canadians are aware of the fact that African people were once enslaved in the territory that is now Canada, or of how those who fought enslavement helped to lay the foundation of Canada's diverse and inclusive society. Black History Month is a time to learn more about these Canadian stories and the many others, many important contributions of Black Canadians in the settlement, growth, and development of Canada, and about the diversity of Black communities in Canada and their importance to the history of this country. Recognizing Black History Month, the commemoration of Black History Month dates back to 1926, when Harvard-educated African-American historian Carter G. Woodson proposed setting aside a time devoted to honor the accomplishments of African Americans and to heighten awareness of Black history in the United States. This led to the establishment of Negro History Week in 1926. Celebrations of Black history began in Canada also shortly thereafter. During the early 1970s, the week became known as Black History Week. It was expanded into Black History Month in 1976. In December 1995, the House of Commons officially recognized February as Black History Month in Canada, following a motion introduced by the first Black Canadian woman elected to Parliament, the Honorable Jean Austin. The motion was carried unanimously by the House of Commons. In February 2008, Senator David Oliver, the first Black man appointed to Senate, introduced the motion to recognize contributions of Black Canadians and February as Black History Month. It received a unanimous approval and was adopted. And on March 4th, 2008, the adoption of this motion completed Canada's parliamentary position in Black History Month. So very good, very good. I will continue with some cool music from Quanah Style. Love Will Set You Free. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
Let go. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. It's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. And yes, it's Black History Month. All month long. This is the first show for Black History Month that I am doing at Queer FM. Now, I've got a bit of LGBT news that's popped up in Vancouver here, dated February 3rd in Daily Extra. Anti-trans poster pops up in Vancouver's gay village. It says, well, the anti-trans poster says, Mr. Trudeau, in order to be a feminist, you have to believe women mean something. Take action against Bill C-16, and then there's a hashtag, women mean something, hashtag kill Bill C-16. And then there's also a website, womenmeanssomething.com. And there's some smaller text that I can't really read, but I'm glad I can't read it. Posters recently taped to poles in the Davie Village have raised concern for some observers who say they're advertising a campaign that's anti-trans. The poster, which appeared on Davie Street on January 2017, state, as I read before, the poster direct readers to visit the group's online campaign opposing Bill C-16, which seeks to amend the Canadian human rights to prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender identity and gender expression. It's very alarming, but also it's expected, says Maureen Olger, chair of the Trans Alliance Society and the BCNDP campaign for Vancouver False Creek, who first encountered the posters while she was canvassing in nearby Yaletown. Even though the posters are not inherently hateful, they do raise concerns, she says. Basically, what they show is an insensitivity and bigotry, right? But the bigotry that they show is trans people don't exist and we're not telling the truth. The Women Mean Something campaign was founded by Paul Dirks, lead pastor at the New West Community Church in New Westminster. Dirks declined Daily Extra's request for a phone interview but confirmed his campaign paid for a citywide poster distribution. He says no specific neighborhood or community was targeted. The campaign's website describes Bill C-16 as a bill that completely undermines and destroys women's rights, freedoms, protections, and identity under the law, and says any legalization or legislation that pits gender versus sex or defines women such that it is meaningless will result in tremendous harm to women, girls, and their rights. The campaign purports to have a range of supporters, including radical feminists, gays, and lesbians, though its membership size is unclear. On his Twitter account, Dirks describes himself as a social conservative who is fighting the mainstream media trans narrative for the sake of women who will bear the terrible consequences. Orger says the campaign's central argument that the definition of women or woman needs to be protected is a laughable falsity. These people don't even understand what the law is, and they don't understand this has nothing to do with protecting or not protecting what a woman is or what a woman isn't, she says. Bill C-16 simply aims to provide trans women with the same protections afforded to others on the basis of race or religion, she says. Orger says Dirks' campaign is out of step with the majority of Canadians. Last September, a survey from the Angus Reid Institute found that 84% of Canadians support expanding non-discrimination laws to include gender identity, and 58% say transgender people should use the washrooms they feel most comfortable using, rather than having their choice determined by laws or policies. While popular opinion and increasingly provincial legislation in Canada may be shifting to support trans people, Orger says campaigns like Women Means Something, or Woman Means Something, can still cause concern. Ultimately, populist, xenophobic zeal can be drummed up and fired up, just like what's been done in the U.S. in Trump's election, and therefore, it's always a risk that extremist social conservative outliners get a voice, she says. Sometimes terrible messages get traction, she warns, adding that she hopes this campaign does not gain any traction by misleading Canadians. Bill C-16 is currently in its second reading in the Senate. So, if you're on board with that, please get your voice heard and write some petitions also to, and you know, you can even do something with your own social media and tag the hell out of, what is this campaign again? womanmeanssomething.com or whatever, and get more awareness and get people to make that all stop, because that's not cool. I'm not feeling it. Well, got some more music. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. I'm DJ Denise. We're chilling out in snowy Vancouver out in UBC. Looks good out here. Picturesque. We should be in like a, I don't know, an advent calendar or something maybe. Could be a thing. Here we go. I've got Missy D for you. Vancouver's own. Well, we can't claim her. She's not officially ours. But here we go. Missy D with Too Many Feelings.
I got too many feelings visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. Too many feelings, yeah. Too many feelings, hey, hey. Missy D, 365, yo, 24/7. All I need is a couple of 60 seconds. Explain how I came to the record, no need to check it. Got too many feelings, past the 2 minutes. Cut to the chase with a snap and a snippet. Through all my words, I single the digits. Signal time for the business. Open up the flow for a sea of my thoughts. Where this wave's about to expose. Overflow of a cope of a dose. Need a glass of water from my saliva. Sweeter and sour upon the matter.
talking over, but I'm spinning louder. Above my conscious and my lady thoughts rewind. Take over my recording time. Not too many feeling like yours and mine. Intertwine, crossing lines, intersecting while readdressing feelings that are corrupting, interrupting, emoting. Call it feeling. Filling it in, all of my connections from the back to the cross section of my brain. Redirecting to my five senses. Different dimensions from birth to pensions. All different versions from good to hurting. Guess I am human. Too many reoccurring. My thoughts play back in repetition. Like I got one. Like I got one too many emotions. Hey. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many feelings. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many, too many feelings. Hey, too many feelings, too many buildings, too many feelings. Not enough willing to take back the moment. I paint it transparent. I see through the language. We speak the same message. Je parle pour apaiser quelques soucis. Rassembler l'amour. Quelques amis, je parle pour encourager la paix aussi. Je parle pour ma simple thérapie. Pour évoluer vos esprits, le son d'une simple mélodie. Too many, c'est beaucoup traduit. Je parle anglais, français et je dis. Got too many feelings aujourd'hui. J'ai tellement de pensées, tellement j'apprends français. Tellement de choses que je ne puisse oser. Avouer, tenter, jouer le cœur hanté. Par ses peurs, ses rancœurs et ses heures. Passer un petit message de bonheur. Que ce soit aussi ou là-bas, des épines et des fleurs. On se retrouve au jardin d'Éden. J'imagine la scène, tant d'amour ou tant d'aine. Too many, many, many feeling, got me all puzzled in. I said, too many, many, many feeling, got me all puzzled in. Ha! I got too many feelings, visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting sleeping. I got too many feelings, too many feelings. See, I got too many. I got too many, too many. I got too many, 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 many. I got too many, 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 many. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekend. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. I got too many feelings. Too many feelings.
Hey! Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca. And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Get out to Hidden City Records on February 10th and celebrate the release of Being, the full-length debut from Vancouver art rock band Nothingness. The album is available now through Big Smoke Records and is accompanied by a three-colored silk screen poster in collaboration with visual artist Patrick Cruz. Tickets are $10 at the door with support from Spruce Trap and Moondle. Head over to www.bigsmokevancouver.com for more information.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. Enjoying the music. Missy D. Oh, wow. And that song was called Too Many Feelings. All right, moving on to other news. Again in Canada. Canada asked to take in more LGBT refugees after Trump's Muslim ban. Actually, I haven't even heard the new update on what's going on with the ban, because I know yesterday by a certain time there was supposed to be a ruling by a judge, so I have to get myself up to date. Anyways, this news here is in Canada, and it's talking about an emergency debate in the House of Commons asking the government if it would take in more LGBT refugees from citizens of the seven banned countries. Canada's federal government is facing calls to take in more LGBT refugees amidst the so-called Muslim ban south of the border. At an emergency debate in the House of Commons, NDP member of Parliament Randall Garrison asked the government on January 31st, 2017, whether it would take specific action to facilitate asylum for LGBT citizens of the seven countries that were banned from entering the United States. On January 27th, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that bans citizens of seven countries: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Ooh, I'm getting a little phone call. Here we go. Let's get right into this cool little thing. CITR? 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 Anybody there? CITR? Everybody's hung up. Wow. Well, please call or call back, because we lost you there. All right. I hope they do call back. Where was I? That means Canada should take in more at-risk... Oh, here we go. CITR? Hello, CITR.
Hi, this is Stephanie Fabrizi and...
Melissa Coughlin from Below Her Mouth.
Yes. Oh, wow. Hi. Have you got your radio on? We're getting a little bit of feedback.
So we're on... Hi, did you want us? We're in the same house.
Oh.
Would you like us to each call from different cell phones or...
Well, I guess I could talk to one at a time since I have you now. We're on the air, by the way.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I'll start off again. Now, please, the first person who's talking, I didn't catch the first name.
So I'm Stephanie Fabrizi.
Yes.
I'm the writer of the screenwriter of Below Her Mouth.
Oh, amazing. And where are you guys calling from?
Toronto.
Amazing. Wow. Canadian. You're in Canada now. I love it.
In Canada.
Yes. Thank you very much for calling Queer FM. And I've just watched the trailer, and, you know, it's actually been out for a while. I've seen bubblings about Below Her Mouth for a little bit now.
Yeah, we had our world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival on September 10th.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah. And we played festivals across Canada. We played in Argentina, in Sweden, Istanbul,
Istanbul, Madrid. We played quite a few queer festivals. We're playing in the Mardi Gras Film Festival in Sydney, I think on February 17th.
Oh, my gosh.
That's been really exciting.
So much.
Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're getting around the world.
Hey, they want us.
Yes. And it's a great story, too. I'm really proud to know that it was a full cast and crew of women.
So it was a full crew of women, the cast. There were a few guys peppered in there.
Oh, okay.
For dramatic purposes.
Yes, always,
yes,
right?
We use them as their tools. No, just I kid.
I love that. I love that the production was, you know, mostly women. And one of my questions actually was, now why is it rare that women don't come out in the film industry as directors and, you know, like the editors and all that stuff? Like, why do you think that is?
So the people who like kind of have positions in the, like, do you mean come out as?
Well, no, not come out as gay, but I mean just working on, like, females in general. Why do you think that is? Like, is there?
I think it's the way the stories are being told, right? If you look at the stories that are being told, like, let's say in Hollywood and film, I think they focus on male protagonist and male-centric, you know, kind of themes. And I think that's part of the problem, right?
Okay.
And I think if we start writing stories that are about that kind of have female protagonists and more diverse protagonists, then I think that it will allow for, you know, more women to be in taking positions as editors and directors and whatnot.
Okay, wonderful. Well, yeah, that's a good point. And now, why should people see this film particularly, Below Her Mouth?
I'm gonna hand it over to Melissa.
Oh, okay. She's a saleswoman. Awesome.
We look at each other. It's like you ask that question. We look at each other like she goes, "Oh, Melissa's gonna take this one. I love it."
Oh yeah.
More energy than I do.
So I think for me, you know, it's a personal thing. For me, I hope people will see this movie because what I hope is that audiences, people will use their voice and show the exhibitors, so all the theaters and theater chains and all the distributors, that people do want to hear women's stories and queer stories, because, you know, the only way to actually get films in the theater is to prove to the people at the top and the people in power that they can actually make money off of you know, people coming to see the film. So basically, to prove that there's a demand and to prove that there's an interest and that we do have a voice, the only way to do that is to actually get out and support Canadian filmmakers, support women filmmakers, and support queer filmmakers and queer stories at the cinema level.
Oh, definitely.
So that's one reason. Mm-hmm. The other reason is it's a really fun film. It's a really fun, sexy movie. It's perfectly positioned for Valentine's Day. And we just want people to see it. We put a lot of heart and love into making it, and we hope people will share that.
Oh, definitely.
It's aesthetically, it's a very beautiful film. It has a really honest and authentic voice, and it pushes the boundaries. And I think that it empowers people.
Yeah, for sure. And like, there aren't too many films like this as well. Like with the storyline, and you know, how two people just kind of fall in love. And I was reading the synopsis too, how it's not about gender.
No, it's just kind of transcends, and you know, and gender and all and aspects of our identity are a reality, right? Like right. I don't want to deny that. That's definitely a reality for most people, but it kind of does transcend, and the fact that it has a commercial release this, I've never seen a film like this. You know, I've been out as a queer woman for a long time, and I've not seen a film like this in theaters or on television or anything like this in terms of media.
Oh, definitely. And so there's a screening in Vancouver coming up. Please tell the listeners about how they can get tickets, or you know, where it's showing as well.
Okay, so the film is premiering on Friday, February 10th in Vancouver. We are, so myself, the producer, writer, and two of the leads, Erica Linder and Natalie Krill, we're going to be attending the 7:55 screening at the International Village Cinema.
Okay, yeah.
So we're going to be doing an introduction there, and we'll do a quick Q&A after. And then we're having a party hosted by Fly Girl Productions, and that is going to be at Bar None. So if you want to get tickets, if anybody wants to get tickets to see the movie, then they should go to cineplex.com, www.cineplex.com. And all the showtimes and all the theater locations and everything will be posted there, and that's where they can buy the tickets. Advanced tickets are on sale now. And then they can go to the Fly Girl website to get tickets. The party, and we'll all be at the party too. It's gonna be really fun.
Oh, amazing! Oh my gosh, I didn't know there was the connection with the Dinah Shore. Is it
yes.
The long weekend party? Oh wow! Well, yeah. Oh my gosh, I had no idea. Well, I work with Outlook TV, and there's supposed to be some filming or something like that. So I might bump into you guys.
Oh, that would be great.
That's
yeah,
so
absolutely.
Cool.
Come and find us.
Yay. Well, that's so
we're
cool.
Celebrate.
There's no information about this in the email, so I was just like, that's really exciting to hear that you guys have, you know, coincided and came together to make this event, you know, this whole thing with pretty much all the lesbians in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've been very lucky because, you know, nothing can beat the power of a group of women when we come together. So these girls have been amazing across Canada, you know, helping us and supporting us, throwing different parties to celebrate and getting the word out. And we're very, very thankful for that. So, you know, it's really important to us. This was a film obviously made by women with a woman's voice. And we were really excited to be able to, you know, to talk about a woman's orgasm and woman's pleasure and love and relationships between women from a woman's perspective, shot from a woman's perspective and using a woman's voice and a queer woman's voice. So that's why it's so important.
And that is amazing. I would love to, do you guys have a special hashtag that's flying around right now?
The main one is just below her mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would probably... And then on our poster, it's give in to love. But I think the main one is below her mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just so the listeners, you know, they can also be tweeting and doing their Instagram posts with the special hashtag.
That would be great. I mean, it's in theaters, as I said. So February 10th is the release, and advance tickets are on sale all the way through Valentine's Day, February 14th. But actually, the rest of the theaters went up today, so there's a whole list of them, and there are a couple of other ones in Vancouver, but the International Village is the one that we'll be attending.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Please, like, just say some last words for your people listening in and stuff like that.
I can't wait for all of you to see the film. Have an orgasm on me.
Yay! I love that. Thank you so much.
We'll
add...
hope to see you on Sunday.
Yes. And we'll add links to our Queer FM page with the film and everything. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks. Okay, take care. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yay. So we just had the screen... director and producer call in there. That was amazing. Wow. 101.9 FM CITR. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you, talking about Below Her Mouth. There's going to be a cool screening coming in on February 10th, Friday. Lots of great stuff happening around the city, coinciding with the Dinosaur Long Weekend Party. So get yourself your tickets because it's going to be a great weekend. I'm hoping all that snow gets washed away and melted away by the time the weekend rolls around. But yeah, they were calling from Toronto. I didn't even get the scoop on the weather out there. That's all good. We're going to go into some music for a little bit here. I've got Fortune Killers from Victoria with Fool's Gold. Here we go, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
On a mission, like the secret agent's wife. So ambiguous, like shadows in the night. Spin a lifetime digging, searching for the mind. What I'm looking for is buried by design. Thank you.
Been through so many men, so many sleepless nights. And now you look at me like I should get life. The one I made myself is running out of time.
When the midweek news broke that Teo Dezo wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Women's growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
All right, I'm gonna do it, Rom. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal... What the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice.
Yes, Queer FM. Queer FM, hello. Hello?
Hi, this is Rachel Iwasa from the Queer Arts Festival.
Yes, amazing. Thank you very much for taking the time out to give us a phone call today. Can you please tell us where you're calling from?
I'm calling from my home.
Oh, in Vancouver?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, the Arts Festival, please let us know what's happening in the city.
Well, we are having our most important annual fundraiser coming up on February 14th. Called Bleeding Hearts and Artists.
Oh, yes, perfect. Oh, my gosh. And you were offering some tickets for the giveaway on the show?
Yes, we have two tickets for giveaway.
Yes, so I'll just give out the phone number here. 604-822-CITR, which is 2487. If you just give us a quick call, we can give away those free tickets. Amazing. And thank you very much for calling again, as I said. Now, so are you the director of the production?
Well, I am performing as well as working as director of development for the Queer Arts Festival. I am also a classical concert pianist, though I'm going to be doing not so much classical this time. I'm performing together with the tenor Frederick Robert, and fans of the festival will know him from Dragging Piaf this past festival. Where he performed the works of the iconic French songstress Edith Piaf, together with a silent film about with him in persona as a drag queen, performed the whole thing in drag, completely brought the house down. So he's very kindly to offer to perform for us again for this fundraiser. I'm going to be doing some Piaf, and then then also another song from Les Mis. So I'm really excited that I get a chance to play with him again.
Oh, amazing. And I see that David C. Jones is emceeing the event as well.
Yes, who's always a blast.
Amazing. Oh my gosh, this was such a great event. Carl Pope's he made the poster for the event.
No, actually. So the poster for the event, that image is from Persimmon Blackbridge. That was actually the poster image for the festival back in 2015. We chose that image because we called the show Bleeding Hearts and Artists after a Pink Floyd song. We see it. Valentine's Day is a holiday which many people love and which many people find difficult.
Right, we
wanted to create a place so that people can come regardless of their relationship to the holiday. It's a place where you can bring your queer loved ones and celebrate it together. You can come when you're single and still have a great time.
Oh, perfect.
Without all the pressure of it, you know, without all of the pressure and the baggage of the day.
Oh, definitely. So, feeling guilty if you're single, all that stuff.
Yeah, but Carl Pope, we mentioned because he's one of the artists up on auction, and we are so excited about the art auction, and whether or not it's something, whether or not buying an auction is something that you can consider or not, it's totally worth coming just to see it. He's donated posters, which we mentioned because they were, they sold within 48 hours of opening the festival last year. He creates posters on the oldest letterpress in the United States.
Oh, okay.
And the statements on them are, he started the series back in 1997, but today, they have become all the more relevant today. They speak to politics in a way that is funny, sardonic, defiant, and liberating. And they really struck a chord.
Oh, amazing.
At the festival last year. So he donated a whole raft of posters for us to auction off this year. We also have works for auction by Tilda Richard Lukacs, by Angela Grossman, by Douglas Copeland, I'm a complete fangirl of Douglas Copeland. I mean, I read Generation X when it first came out. Was astonished to discover that he's a visual artist. Well, and he's, along with most of the artists, is going to be coming. So I'm super excited that I get to meet Douglas Copeland on Tuesday.
Oh, yes. So, wow.
Other Douglas Copeland fans, if you want to meet Douglas Copeland, come to our fundraiser.
Oh, yes, yes. So it's a fundraiser, auction, and a party. Is there going to be dancing at the end of the night? And how's that going to work? I don't see DJs listed, so I was just curious.
Not that kind of party.
Okay. No. Soiree.
You can come, yes. It's a party, but there will be live music. There's also a performance by Steve Swaye.
Oh, yes.
The Squamish visual artist and performer, who's also bringing her tea, which is going to be available for people to drink because she's not wanting to drink wine or beer. So there will be wine and beer and canapes and beautiful art and some performance and an art auction. Paul Wong is also raffling off a piece of his, a still from his video work Intensity, which is, it was a stunning, he made it after his lover and collaborator, Kenneth Fletcher, committed suicide in 1982.
Oh, okay.
And he did a piece at the Vancouver Art Gallery where he basically made a small padded room and played Kenneth's favorite music and slammed himself into the wall for half an hour.
Wow.
It's the rawness of the emotion and the grief and his willingness to be vulnerable like that in public, starting to tear up here, is really, I've never seen anything like it. And he's also created a series of stills from this video, and he wanted it not to be for auction because we don't want it to be one of these fundraisers where you go and if you don't have a ton of money, there's nothing for you to offer.
You can't come away with anything, right?
Right. There will be raffle tickets for that work, which I'm going to be buying an arm.
Oh yeah.
An arm's length, I think, because it's such a touching piece and such an it's an important period. It's a really important piece of Canadian queer art history as well.
Yes. For sure. And I was curious, just reading the information here, it will happen in Bruce Murrow Wright's home. Is that where the event is?
Yeah, so the art collector and Dr. Bruce Munro Wright has very graciously offered his home as a site for the fundraiser, which is one of the things that he does as a patron of the arts. And I mean, his home in itself is a gallery. I've never seen a home like this. I mean, he's in addition. So we have, I mean, our struggle with the art that we have that we donated is how exactly we're going to display it, because his walls are covered floor to ceiling with amazing art. So I went to a party there a while ago for honoring Paul LaRocque as he started at the Arts Umbrella, and was blown away. So visual art lovers should come just for an opportunity to tour the home.
Yes, just to see the art, it would be amazing. That's so great.
I think that, you know, at the time that we're at right now, with so much happening in the world and you know, particularly fascism sweeping the country just to our south, I think many of us are looking for things to do. And art is not necessarily what comes up first on people's radar.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, as an artist myself and as someone who organizes and enables arts, I see art as one of the most important tools that we have for our resistance.
Oh, definitely.
Emma Kivisild, who exhibited with us in 2015, said that art is the key to revolution, and I think that's really true. Mm. It has an ability to embody complex thoughts and to inject ideas into the mainstream narrative, to preserve memory and to dispel fear in a way that really I don't think anything else is capable of doing. So although all of the other tools of protesting and letter writing and petitions are really important, I think we need to consider art as one of those pillars.
Yes. And I've seen that too, actually. On the news, there were two American artists that, I'm not sure if you've heard of this, but they portrayed, I guess, Donald Trump and the Lady Liberty and as well the justice system all in one photo. And basically, Donald Trump's got his arms spinning around, like, and then the justice system is basically just holding him at bay, you know. And then Lady Liberty has just stood there with her arms crossed. She's just frustrated, kind of, and looking in the air. So yeah, I really understand what you're saying with art portray, like just an image that can just portray such, you know, how people are feeling at the time. You know,
yeah.
So yes, definitely. I believe in art as a great medium to you know, express what the times are saying, you know.
Yeah. So.
Whoops, I've lost my caller. Okay, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. And Bleeding Heart is a fundraiser happening on February 14th, 2017. We have tickets to give away, so give us a call at 604-822-2487 if you'd like to be a part and be just help out the cause, because they are fundraising, they're having a silent auction, and it's going to be a lovely event. Oh, here, we've got our caller back here. Hi there. Rachel, hello?
Hi, I'm so sorry. We seem to have gotten cut off.
Oh, dear. Yes, I just noticed that. I was just giving a little synopsis of what we were talking about. Yes. And now, this is pretty much the end of the interview as well, so we should talk about, are there any links online that we can just promote really quickly, and also, you know, any other last words that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So people who are interested in buying tickets can go to our website at queerartsfestival.com. People who are interested in participating in the auction but can't come can also do absentee maximum bidding, which means that you say how high you're willing to go, and we have staff on site to make sure that then you are able to acquire the work at the lowest possible level.
Cool.
up until that bid. We also have a Facebook event, so if you go to our Facebook page, Queer Arts Festival, and click on events, you'll see our Bleeding Hearts and Artists page, which, in curious, you know, normally on Facebook land, you have, you know, twice as many people saying they're coming as actually show up. We have four times as many tickets sold as say they're going on Facebook, so
Oh, right. Yeah.
Go figure.
Facebook is funny that way.
Yeah, it appears that our main audience for this one is not our Facebook audience.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
So, but if you are on Facebook, that's that's one place where you can find out about it and get the tickets. So the party's in the area of Vancouver General Hospital. Because it's a private home, we're not publishing the address just completely publicly. Oh, but right. It comes with your ticket confirmation.
Oh, definitely. That's a great idea. I love that. Amazing. Well, thank you very much for calling, Rachel.
Well, thank you for your interest. Yes. And hope maybe we'll see you at the party.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. And yes, the Bleeding Hearts fundraiser you can be a part of. Just if you give us a call, 604-822-2487. They've got two tickets to give away. So if you want to jump on that, that's a great Valentine's Day. Even if you don't have a partner, like they were saying, you could definitely just be a part of it and come down and support. So let me get back into my music. What have I got here? Some more Canadian stuff. Vivek Sharaka with Filthy. Here we go.
Excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Now, when you were starting out as a writer, you were Black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
If it's so outrageous, you could not go any further, you know. You had to be, so you had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with Viff Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of Black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Now, I was reading a little bit about the protest happening around the city. I'll recap and go back. Canada asked to take in more LGBT refugees after Trump's Muslim ban. An emergency debate in the House of Commons asked the government if it would take in more LGBT refugees from citizens of the seven banned countries. Canada's federal government is facing calls to take in more LGBT refugees amid the so-called Muslim ban south of the border. At an emergency debate in the House of Commons, NDP member of Parliament Randall Garrison asked the government on January 31st, 2017, whether it would take specific actions to facilitate asylum for LGBT citizens of the seven countries that were banned from entering the United States. On January 27th, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that bans citizens of seven countries, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, from entering the U.S. regardless of whether they hold a visa. It also includes restrictions on refugees. That means Canada should take in more at-risk people, Garrison said during a debate that lasted more than 5 hours. Perhaps the more at risk are lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens of the seven countries banned. In all seven, homosexuality is illegal, he said. While only three explicitly have the death penalty, in all seven, death sentences are carried out by militias under Sharia law. And sometimes also by families or so-called honor killings. Garrison noted that immigration officials deemed members of the LGBTI community one of four priority groups in the Canadian government ongoing airlift of 39,000 Syrian refugees, but it's never been clear how many LGBT people arrived or whether they had adequate support. Newly appointed Immigration Minister Hamid Hussein did not say whether his government would boost its intake of LGBTI refugees in the light of the U.S. policy, despite Garrison asking him twice in Parliament. We've engaged with our American counterparts to make sure that the implications of the executive order are closely monitored. Hussein said during question period on February 1st, we'll continue to be a country that opens its hearts and its doors to those fleeing war and persecution. According to data obtained by the Immigration and Refugee Board of Canada, LGBT people seeking asylum from the seven countries named in Trump's executive order have a high acceptance rate in Canada, though few make claims. Here are the numbers. Oh, so you can check this out on Daily Extra. Of the inland asylum claims filed in the what is this thing called? IRB, I guess, Immigration Refugee Board. LGBT people seeking asylum from the seven countries named in Trump's executive order have a high acceptance rate in Canada, though few make claims. Here are the numbers. So I see here that the Iran is top on the list with the number of decided claims are 13, the number of accepted claims 12, with a 92% approval rating. And then Iraq has 21 decided claims and 20 accepted claims with a 95% approval rate. Libya has 5 decided claims and 3 accepted claims. Somalia has 8, with a 60% approval rate from Libya. Somalia has an 8 decided claim, 8 decided claims. Oh, wow, and 8 is the number of accepted claims, so that makes them 100%. Sudan has 5 decided claims and 0 accepted, so 0%. Syria has 11 decided claims and 9 number accepted, and so that makes that an 82% approval rating. And Yemen has 5 decided claims and 5 accepting, so 100%. Oh, well, the numbers don't lie, so thank you, Canada, for helping out the LGBT people who are fleeing persecution and a Muslim ban from the United States. Oh, man, isn't that just appalling. All right. I have some more Black History Month stuff? I think I have a little video. That's what I'm going to fly to. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR. I'm DJ Denise.
Since the early beginnings of Canadian history, people of African descent have made significant contributions to the development of our great country. The No. 2 Construction Battalion served Canada proudly during the First World War. William Hall became the first Canadian sailor, the first Nova Scotian, and the first Black to receive the Victoria Cross. The enemy gave up. Marianne Shad Carey was the first woman of African descent to edit a newspaper in North America. African Canadians have made their mark in music, in sports, and continue to make contributions to many aspects of Canadian life. Celebrate our proud heritage. Celebrate Black History Month.
Lincoln Alexander was a Black Canadian who achieved much in politics. The child of Jamaican immigrants, he served in the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II. He graduated from the Osgoode Hall Law School in 1953 and practiced at a number of firms for more than a decade. In 1968, he ran in Canada's federal election in the Hamilton West Electoral District. He won and became Canada's first Black Member of Parliament. He served 4 consecutive terms before stepping down in 1980. In 1985, he was appointed Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, becoming the first Black Canadian to hold a vice-regal position. Alexander passed away on October 19, 2012. In December 2013, Lincoln Alexander Day was made a law in Ontario and is held on January 21st. His wife, Marnie Beale Alexander, is currently working to make it a national holiday for Canada. This has been a Black History Month PSA brought to you by CITR.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gay Games, and to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ+ athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. hanging out with you here. Ooh, in the cold, cold snow. Wow, I haven't seen any UBC. Well, I saw yesterday that there was a big snowball fight at UBC. Oh, fun. I wonder if anybody came up with some cool engineering moves throwing snow in a particular way that isn't usually done. Okay, so I've got about 10 more minutes till the show's over. We've got new timing here. Queer FM's been not cut in half, but we've gotten shortened by about 30 minutes. So I've got the exciting upcoming events to talk about, and then there's one piece of American news which I'm reading here. It is an LGBT Nation, dated February 6, 2017. Politicians post transphobic signs just miles from where a trans woman was killed. An Ohio politician is using a sign in front of his business to attack transgender people. The sign sits at the business of Jay Lynn, city council president in Austin Falls, and is just 4 miles from where a trans woman was brutally murdered in 2013. If you don't know who you identify as, pull your pants down and look, reads the sign in front of Lynn's North Ridge Auto Repair and Service. Lynn, a Republican Trump supporter, says he doesn't care who he offends. He tells the Chronicle that he has a gay brother who lives in Michigan with his partner of 39 years. I don't share his views in sexuality, and he doesn't share mine, but we're brothers, he says. His business sits just 4 miles from the where Sema Dove was stabbed 40 times by a man who found out she was trans. He dumped her body in a pond near where he lived. This isn't the first time Lynn has used his signage for right-wing politicking, but this is his favorite, and he credits it for with earning him some new business. I have to tell you, this is the best sign I've ever had, Lynn says. There is over 30 to 40 people who have stopped in today, taken business cards, and told me what a great sign I do. They've stopped in, shook our hands, and said, keep up the great work. A couple made appointments for cars. A pair of retired teachers, Carrie Foreman and Richard Gass, told us, stood outside with signs protesting the message on Friday. I accept political signs, but I cannot accept blatant discrimination and ignorance, said Gass, who called the sign terrible. This one just pushed me over the edge. The present political climate is what's allowing people like him to do these things and think it's okay, he added. I had students in the LGBT community, and I have dear friends as well, Foreman said. To say nothing is to tolerate hate, in my opinion. Last year was the deadliest on record for transgender individuals. Sadly, this isn't the first time he's used his business sign to spout transphobia, as seen in this Facebook post from 7 months ago. Oh, man. Okay. Sorry to leave you on a bad note there, friends. So we've got about 10 more minutes in the show here. I've got some LGBT news. Well, what we were talking about earlier with the director from the director and writer from Mouth Below, they're having a screening of their film at the West 7th Cinemas in conjunction with the Hershey Party, which is happening on Friday. Am I mistaken? I feel like it's on Sunday, but here, okay. So I see a comedy show happening at Café du Soleil tonight, pop-up comedy jam with stand-up Amber Harper Young. Okay. Where are we at here? And yes, so I've got my. What is it? Wild fruit. Wild fruit, or is it Hershey? Gotta double check. Both events are happening. Oh. Let me double check. So you can get your tickets at I have this online thing here with the links. So the Vancouver showing with all of the directors is happening on February 10th, and I'm just looking for the Eventbrite link. But type in Vancouver below her mouth, and all the Vancouver links should pop up. And the Bleeding Heart, we're also giving away tickets. We could get callers in here, 604-822-2487. Make sure to get your tickets, because that event is just sounding completely amazing with all the wonderful silent auction stuff. David C. Jones doing his MCing, which is always hilarious, and he does such a great job. Yes. Oh, wow. Now. Yeah, I'm looking at this now, and the date for the Below Her Mouth after party is Sunday, February 12th at Bar None, 1222 Hamilton Street. And you can get tickets at flygirlproductions.com. So that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to get involved with. All right. So I might play out with music here. See what we get away with.
Fuck.
Whoa. 101.9 FM. Here we go.
If music was a weapon, this is for my haters. All the ones who want to push me down, say them and all want to see me round town. New year, this one's for you. Man, now you know, respect me. Course about the lyric and me choices. Society think you can run a majority by dissing me and cutting my beat with your misogyny and your hypocrisy. Think you know me, Chris? Man, I need your seal. Man, I need your fulfill. Man, I need your energy. But the minimum of humanity that you need is to respect me and leave me sister in peace. I say, man, assist, man, a second with me tribal. Me see great turbulence caused by legal paper. To all the people who them first call rebel. Yeah. Human rights for people. This ain't no little fake and sticker. No. With a sure shot to the poly trigger. A sure shot to the poly trigger. Chicken. Why? Is it so hard to find a respect between us? A kind of tolerance. Toi-même désolée mon frère, mais on ne sème pas les mêmes graines. Moi j'ai l'inspiration et le paix sur mon chemin. Et toi tu te laisses ravir par ta propre haine. C'est ta crainte, une vie obsédée. Oh pardon mon lit, c'est que la scène t'emmène. Vaut mieux chercher des positives méchants et laisse les autres suivre leur propre destin. Between us, a kind of tolerance. The difference is between us.
Judge yourself, man. Last shot at me and you hurt your own hand. Beach is made up on many green sand. And when you're out to sea, eventually you have to find that. Judge me and you judge yourself, man. Last shot at me and you break your own hand. Beach is made up on many green sand. And when you're out to sea, eventually you have to find.
Faithful, but you were faithful till the end.